Cecil, while the fudge is cooling, we've got to clean up all this mess.
Oh, let's leave it here. It's not much.
No, Cecil, the cook will have a fit.
Oh, let her. I've never seen a good fit.
Goodness, but you're lazy. Here, help me. Clean this pan that we made the fudge in.
Oh, it's clean enough. I licked it clean.
I'll bet if you had to wash your own dishes, you'd use paper ones.
Why not? What do you want me to do?
Here, wash this spoon first.
There's some candy on it.
Well, put it in the sink.
I'll put it in my mouth first.
Oh, goodness.
Mm.
I always hate this part about candy making.
I don't see why you don't just dunk them here in the sink in this water and let your cook do them tonight.
Oh, she gets mad, and Uncle Thomas doesn't like it.
Well, let's get at it then.
Well, as long as you ask to do this, here, hold up your arm.
Hey, I don't want an apron. Say, you do this and I'll dry them.
No, you wash them. There's only a few things.
All right, I'm caught. All right, now, not so tight. I gotta breathe.
There, now. Here, you have to use this dishcloth.
Oh, no, I don't. I've got a system. No wonder you never can get anything done. You go at it backwards.
All right, what are you going to do then?
Well, let's see. Got a knife I can scrape this with?
Oh, it's not good to scrape that kind of a pan.
Well, how do you expect to get the candy off?
Soak it for a little while.
Ah, rats, why waste that time? Got some Dutch cleanser or sand?
Goodness, Cecil, you don't use sand.
That shows how much you know. Didn't you ever go camping?
Yes, but we didn't take any sand.
Well, doesn't want to come off right now. I guess I'll clean the spoon first.
Well, let's have it. Does it take you that long?
Now, don't rush me.
I'm waiting to dry it, Cecil. Let's have it.
Wait a minute. Not quite clean.
Oh, Cecil, don't be such a slowpoke. That's clean enough.
I'm doing this right. Where's the soap?
It's in the pan that you're soaking. You got that clean, Cecil. Just a little spoon. How many times are you going to wash it?
Until it's good and clean. All right, let's see. All right, there you are. It's the spoon finished. Here, dry it. Put it up and don't drop it on the floor.
All right. There. Next.
Hey, you didn't dry that. That's too quick.
Of course I dried it. It doesn't take all day.
No wonder you get through in a hurry. You just have to do it.
Oh, Cecil, hurry up. Wash the cup now.
All right. This cup has a chip out of it.
Well, that's all right. We just use it in the kitchen.
Somebody will cut their lip on it.
Cecil, that's clean. Stop rubbing it so much. It just had water and sugar in it.
I gotta be careful. I'll cut my hand.
Oh, goodness. I wish I'd done that myself.
I'll finish. We don't have to catch a train.
Well, I get tired of standing here waiting. That's good, Cecil. Now, rinse
it. Now, wait. It's not clean now. I don't want any kicks on my work.
I'm going to get a chair and sit down in a minute.
Well, I can't wash this cup fast. I'm liable to cut my hand.
Oh, goodness. Oh, dear. Let me have it.
When I've got it finished. I guess that's enough soap. I'll bet there are no germs on dishes when I finish with them.
No, and no flower designs either. Cecil, you don't have to scrub it.
Now, a little water. There. All right. Here's the cup now. Dry it.
Well, it's about time. There. Goodness, haven't you started on the glass yet?
I'll bet that cup isn't dry. Let me see it.
It's dry, all right. Rinse the glass out now.
All right. Here, take it. Here's your precious glass. I bet it hasn't been so clean in years.
Now you can clean the pan. That's all. It'll be much easier now.
All right. You're so smart, I don't know anything. I'm just a big farmer walking around in a daze.
There, now that's dry. See how quick I do things?
All right, here's a pan. See how quick I do things?
Cecil, that's not clean. Look, see, take it back.
Well, stop yapping at me then. Now, how's this? Is this better?
Yes, that's fine. You're getting better.
Yeah, on the last one, I speed up. What's the matter? What delayed you?
Well, you can put them on the shelf.
Oh, no, sir. I washed them. That's your end of the job.
All right. Four things to wash, and you holler.
Well, that's that. Let's see if the fudge is cool.
Cecil, wait. Don't take that apron off. You have to wash off the drain and clean the sink.
Oh, why do that? It just gets dirty again.
Go on, Cecil, now while I put these up.
Oh, all right. I think you're trying to think up things for me to do.
Go on now. Hurry up.
All right. You want to see how much work I can do while I'm over here?
There, now that's better. Yeah, that's just fine.
All right, unhook me out of this funny business. I'm choking.
Wait, Cecil, wait. Here's something else that has to be washed.
No, there isn't. No, sir.
Cecil, wait. Wait. Here, watch this.
We didn't dirty that.
Yes, we did, too. The walnuts were in this preserve jar, and it's empty now, so it ought to be washed.
I don't know how to wash a preserve jar.
Hurry up, Cecil, and let's get out of the kitchen.
Oh, all right. Uh-oh. Hey, I'm sunk. I've got my fist in this preserve jar, and I can't get it out, Sally.
Here, now, don't get excited. Let's see.
Oh, darn. I didn't want to wash this old preserve jar anyhow. Now I'm stuck.
Pull your arm, Cecil. Hold the jar with the other hand.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do, but I can't. My hand is wet. Here, you hold on to the jar, and I'll try to pull my hand up. All right, hold on.
All right, now. Don't cut yourself, Cecil. It's kind of sharp.
Hold it. Oh, ouch. Let go. Hey, don't pull, Sally. You're cutting my wrist. Stop.
Oh, Cecil, don't double up your knuckles. That makes your hand bigger.
Oh, curses. That's what I get for wearing an apron. I shouldn't have done this.
Cecil, try filling the jar with hot water.
Yeah, and burn my hand. No, thanks. Oh, heck.
Cecil, please be careful.
I think my hand is going to swell.
Let me think. Oh, dear, can't you twist it off, Cecil?
No. I could get an axe and chop my wrist off.
Oh, that wouldn't help, Cecil. Oh, dear.
Oh, now I'll have to go around for the rest of my life with a preserve jar covering my hand.
Oh, Cecil, we'll get it off some way.
I'll be like the guy in the Iron Mask.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad. You'd keep your hand clean.
Yeah, but how would I scratch myself? Sally, it won't come off. What am I going to do?
Well, if you're sure it won't come off, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Here. Here's a hammer now. We'll have to break the jar.
This is the last time I ever washed a preserve jar, believe me.
Here, now hold your hand out. I'll have to hit it with this hammer. It's the only way.
Well, all right now. Be careful now. Don't break it too hard. Go on. Harder, Sally. You gotta break it.
Oh, dear, this makes me nervous. Hold it out here, Cecil. Don't jerk it in every time I hit.
Well, go on, hit it hard. Go on. Go ahead, Sally. Ouch! Oh, my hand!
Well, I broke it, Cecil. I broke it.
I know. Now you've broken my wrist. Oh, my hand.
Well, you're free, Cecil. Oh. That's something. You want me to kiss it?
Oh, no. Get away. You've killed me. Let's get out of this old kitchen.
No, Cecil. Here, you have to pick up this broken glass. You can't go and leave it on the kitchen floor. Get the broom and sweep it up. Now, you did this.